Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what did you think? Was this around the area you thought you might go?
Yeah, I mean, I've been here in middle to late. So, I mean, I was just really just worried about sitting here being patient and everything. So I had a feeling I was going to come off the board, but I didn't have a set time. So really, I was just trying to go whenever.
You were not a combine invitee, correct?
No, I was on the honorable mention list, and then I was on the back list for the guys who get picked after they see how many juniors commit. So they had like a record number of juniors commit this year to go to the combine, so I wasn't selected.
Was that a big disappointment?
Say it again?
Was that a big disappointment for you?
I mean, not really. I mean, I got to go to the NFLPA game and did pretty good out there, and then I know I was coming from a situation where I had some hype, but not just that much. So it was something that I would like to have done, but I feel like I got a lot of time to get prepared for my pro day, and I was fine with that.
And how much did you talk to the 49ers through this?
I mean, I got here and there conversations from them. The VP coach stayed in contact with me and just said, it just praised how much he liked my ball skills and everything. And they were out at my pro day, and I connected with a couple guys at that. So, I mean, I always felt the love coming from the team. So I knew that I was on their board and everything, and they just stayed in contact with me. But it's good to see that they liked me enough to draft me. So I'm excited.
Which defensive backs coach contacted you?
I really couldn't even give you a name right now.
Was it Ed Donatell?
I have talked to Donatell, actually. I know for sure I've talked to Donatell a couple of times.
Now, you also have return skills?
Yes, sir.
And so how comfortable are you catching punts?
I'm pretty comfortable. I actually was in position this year where we kind of were short for cornerback, where I was going to be returning more kicks and doing more punt returns in that situation. But I went out there a lot for just for sure hand guy, just to make sure we get possession of the ball. So, that's something that I've been doing for some years, so I feel pretty comfortable doing that.
Tell us about your game. What do you bring to the table?
I feel like I just bring a lot of versatility to the team. I'm able to learn systems really fast, and I feel like I'm just a player that's just out there and hungry at all times. I compete. I'm a real bad competitor. I love to win. I hate to lose. It really irks me. So I'm just a guy that's going to go out there and do as best as I can. And I like to put on a show for the fans and everything, because, I mean, I'm a fan of football and I like a good game. So I just feel like I just give back to the people just like me when I was watching the game. So I feel like I'm versatile, I'm a hard worker, and I'm just ready to get in and do whatever for the team I can.
Did they give you some reps on offense in the offseason or before the 2013 season?
I actually was slotted at receiver for my spring, but then I actually suffered a hernia in my stomach, which kind of set me back for the spring. And then we had a corner go down, but at the point where I was playing receiver in spring, I was going to my senior season starting at receiver. So it was a situation where they had put me out there and everything was going good, but then I got a hernia, and then one of our corners went down. So they just went back to, well, we need you to stay where you're at and help us on the defensive side. So it never really came about. But
okay.
I feel comfortable at that position, too.
Were you happy you stayed at corner?
I mean, in the end, I feel like I was happy I stayed at corner because I had film, and that's what I was getting looked at from. But, I mean, I was dying to get onto the offensive side of the field just from past experiences because, I mean, coming into college and everything, I was a receiver and a quarterback. So just to say, I mean, to go back and say you played two positions in college, even if it's something that I wanted to do. But, I mean, I'm still proud of my work at corner and happy that I got to show what I could do.
Who's that in the background?
What'd you say?
Who's that in the background?
Oh, this is my niece. My brother just had the baby actually like a year and a half ago. So it's my niece.
How well do you know Paul McCoy?
I know Paul McCoy really well. We went to high school together. We won a state championship in basketball, ran on a state track team. We run the 4x4 together. I've been on him since I was about in the fourth grade, I should say.
You know he's out here now.
Yeah, I do.
So from Portland, did you grow up a Seahawks fan?
I mean, I would say that just for them being so close, I was pretty much a fan because, I mean, that's the only games I was able to go to at close to me. But I was more of a Falcons fan growing up, but the 49ers were also one of my favorite teams because I was a big Jerry Rice fan. And it was just like, I mean, you got to like those guys because you guys are winning and it's a good organization. So I kind of bounced around because I didn't have an actual set team in my town, so I got to dibble and dabble from everybody.
When are you coming out to the Bay Area?
I would say within the near couple of days. I got to talk to my agent. I'm thinking that it's going to be within the next 3 days, 2 days. So I should be there like early week, Monday, Tuesday.